From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Bombings in Iraq today have killed 36 people. In the northern city of Kirkuk, 13 were killed and dozens wounded when a suicide bomber struck a crowd of protesters. In Baghdad, at least 24 people were killed by a string of suicide blasts. The BBC's Jim Muir has more from the Iraqi capital.
Central Baghdad was shaken in the early morning by three loud blasts in swift succession. Police said the explosions were caused by suicide attacks carried out by three women bombers. They infiltrated crowds of Shiite pilgrims traveling on foot towards the shrine in Kardamir on the northern edge of the city. That's where a major annual ritual comes to a climax tomorrow. In the mixed northern city of Kirkuk, police said another suicide bomber mingled with a crowd of Kurds staging a political protest and blew himself up. Tensions are high in Kirkuk, which is disputed between Kurds, Arabs and Turkomans.
The BBC's Jim Muir in Baghdad. Police in Knoxville, Tennessee, say a man burst into a church yesterday morning with a shotgun and opened fire. He killed two people and wounded seven others. Authorities have charged 58-year-old Jim Atkinson with first-degree murder. Parishioners were watching a children's play at the time of the shootings. From member station WUOT in Knoxville, Matt Schaefer Powell reports.
Witnesses say a long-haired blonde man came into the church and began firing a 12-gauge shotgun, disrupting a children's production of the play Annie Jr. One witness says the man fired a shot in the hallway and then turned his gun on the adults watching the play. Another said he was shouting, quote, hateful things. He was eventually subdued by congregants who tackled the man as he was reloading. The Unitarian Universalist Church is a liberal church, and members have in the past advocated for such social issues as gay rights and the pro-choice movement. Several of the parishioners are also faculty members at the University of Tennessee, which is located only about a mile east of the church. The gunman is currently in custody. For NPR News, I'm Matt Schaefer Powell.
A wildfire continues to burn out of control near an entrance to Yosemite National Park in California. The fire has destroyed 12 homes and 27 other buildings and is threatening thousands more. Officials have ordered the evacuation of nearly 200 homes that are in immediate danger. The fire has burned more than 18,000 acres since Friday as wooded slopes ignited amid hot, dry conditions that have plagued California for months. In Southern California, about 4,000 visitors were evacuated yesterday from the Los Angeles Zoo as a fast-moving brush fire burned nearby in Griffith Park. Oil prices rebounded in Asian trading today on comments by Iran's president suggesting a significant increase in the country's nuclear program. U.S. light crude rose $1.37 to $124.63 a barrel. This is NPR News. Beijing could take more cars off its streets if air quality remains poor when the Olympics start a week from Friday. Beijing has already ordered half of its 3.3 million cars off the roads, but the city remains shrouded in fog. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
The official China Daily newspaper reported that Beijing was considering an emergency plan B that would take effect 2 days before the games start. It suggested that it could involve taking more cars off the streets, shutting down more factories and construction sites. At a press conference here today, Luo Siping, a campaigner with the group Greenpeace, said the pollution problem highlights a flaw in China's development model.
It is easy to pollute the environment, and it is much more difficult and expensive to clean up later.
Luo noted, though, that no country so far has managed to stage a truly green Olympic Games. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
There's a vacant prison north of Baghdad that costs some $40 million to build. Instead of providing more than 1,000 jobs in volatile Diyala province, the prison is being held up as a symbol of waste and contractor shortcomings in rebuilding Iraq. The Special Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction calls it a failure. Stuart Bourne says only a couple of buildings are useful. He says the compound will never be used to hold prisoners. Bowen estimates that about $4 billion spent on the U.S.-bankrolled Iraq Relief and Reconstruction Fund has been wasted. That's about 20% of the total. The head of the local municipal council calls the empty compound a big monster that has swallowed money and hopes. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.